Last episode was pretty intense, guys, wasn't it?
I mean, it was so long ago, I don't even remember.
True. We for everyone listening, we've had a 2 month hiatus of not playing.
It's only been like 2 months.
I think it's like three.
Three. Felt like three.
Yeah, I think it's a three. It's been a, long been time. A 3 month.
I
believe.
I feel like it's been like 3 years.
It's been so long. What game is this?
Yeah, right.
Pathfinder 2E. Interesting. Gotcha. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I brought on my Warhammer 40K.
I'll have to read the adventure path for this. Figure out what's going on.
Yeah, so part of that little hiatus was because I had a baby.
That's right. Timmy had a baby. I know. So last episode, mm-hmm. we recorded it, and we knew it was going to be released after your baby was born.
Yes.
But now we're recording, and your son has been born. So.
Yes. So I can finally drop the name. Before, mm-hmm. you guys, I was highly considering telling you all before, but it's just like this weird time paradox thing. Like, man, if I say the name, like something's going to blow up. So
if you said it on air, some horrible politician would be convicted of something, and his name would be.
Cohen.
Yeah.
I don't know. It would have been fun if you had said the name and then it had changed somehow, and then you had to like tell the listeners. Oh no! We changed the name.
Right. I retconned my baby's name.
There was an error in the rules last time,
right?
Or we like edited the original episode with just a voiceover, but it's Jake's voice.
Yeah.
My son Cohen.
I have done that before. Yeah. So if anyone notices a little bit clearer mic on me sometimes, it's because I might edit something because I mispronounced it or whatever. So
a little tip behind the music, mm-hmm. if you will.
For everyone who doesn't want to look up the name, there's a couple. The name exists in several languages. We opted for the German spelling because we both have some German heritage way back there. You know, I'm a mixed white mutt, so you know I got some German in there. And the name means bold advisor.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
How's that spelled?
Coen.
Ah, like Cohen from the Witcher novels.
Yep. I suppose so.
That's where he. That's where he got it from. Believe it or not. Yeah. Tim's a really big Witcher novel fan.
Oh yes.
Uh huh.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. Totally asked me about that on the Discord.
Uh huh.
I dare you.
Yes.
Also, the big Coen brothers movies.
Oh. Wait, no, isn't that spelled differently? Isn't that Coen?
No, I thought it was.
Yeah.
It's the same.
Yeah.
They're Coen.
Oh.
Yeah. Honestly, that's the only spelling I know of. So.
What was that? I think. Oh yeah, I was talking to someone who like knows German. And, you know, I don't know, he is an older fella, so I don't know if his German was quite the tippitiest toppitiest, but he said it'd be pronounced Kern.
Kern?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Kern.
So, I'm like, huh, cool. So, if we have any German listeners or those fluent in German, drop us a correction.
Yeah.
So, in the theme of babies
tell Timmy
and
how to pronounce his baby's name.
Yeah.
Sorry, dude, you're pronouncing your son's name wrong. You just didn't know.
Yeah.
So I told Jake that I had a little opening little thing for us, and the reason is because someone gave us a delightful book because they knew I played tabletop role-playing games. Mm. And the book is called The ABCs of D&D.
Oh, okay. Nice. That is the cutest thing.
It's so cute. So I didn't tell Jake, we're going to take the next 10 minutes and do a live
read. I'll do that. Yeah, I'll do it.
I love it. Okay, great.
What, you think I don't read to my kid every night?
No, I know you do. That's why I brought it.
What's that, a 200-page novel or
something? No, it's only 26 pages.
It's only 26 pages. So it says, an A to Z book for the players of every level.
Yeah.
Your son is level one, so yeah.
No, he's level zero.
He's level zero. the ABCs of D&D, and it has an adorable illustration of four kids, and it looks like a small red dragon, mm-hmm. off to the side, and a kid has like a wooden sword and like a knight's helm. Another kid is a very Robin Hood aesthetic. There's clearly a girl who's playing like an elf wizard, and she has little like prosthetic ears on. And then the most fantastic little bard. He's got like it almost looks like a Mario cap where it's just like super red with like that like shape, but it's got an awesome feather in it. And he's got a little guitar. He's plucking along. This is awesome. All right. The ABCs of D&D. Mm.
This is the only like age appropriate part of our podcast.
A is for adventure. Our journey has begun. B is for a book, the source of all our fun.
For Kelly.
Yeah, stop reading this rule book. C is for creatures of every shape and size. The illustrations in this, by the way, are amazing.
They're so
that beholder
good.
Looks way too nice, though. You shouldn't let your kid go up to a beholder like that.
You should be doing like a story time, and then you're like showing the book.
I don't want you guys to see it. D is for Dungeon Master, who helps our imaginations rise. E is for Enchantment, magic that helps us do our best. F is for Friendship, the best reward for quests.
That's not true. It's gold.
G is for Goblins, a noisy, mischievous crew. H is for heroes, especially ones like you.
L better be for loot. That's all I'm saying.
Don't look at Kelly when you say heroes.
I is for imagination. What's your favorite tale? J is for journey. Time to wander down the trail.
The band?
Yeah. Will in the Sky.
K is for kingdom. Let's explore, discover, and roam. L is for lost. So it's...
Your so it's book.
So it's time to head for home. I'll tell you that the one for L has the two characters on what looks like some kind of cockatrice or axe beak bird.
Yeah,
in
it's
the
dangerous.
Desert. In the desert, Kelly. A little relevant to your character.
What, they don't know no direction?
Right. Is this... The one kid has a map, by the way, in this image.
He just needs to know no direction.
Yeah,
they
really need a cleric with no direction.
Failed to survive.
Yeah, yeah. M is for mystery, which can begin with a stone. N is for nature, and its wonders still unknown. O is for owlbear, which you won't find in a zoo.
Well, they got O right, at least.
Yeah, yeah.
I can buy that one.
P is for planning. So what do you want to do?
No, never plan.
Buff pony.
Q is for quest, an adventure we can share. I mean, what else are you going to do?
Right.
R is for Ravenloft, where spooky stories scare. That's really good.
Yeah, for that one, when I'm reading it to Cohen, I'm like, R is for Ravenloft. Where spooky stories scare.
Where spooky stories scare. They have a really good image of
it's like
Strahd.
Definitely Count Chocula, right?
Well, yeah, Strahd and Count Chocula are related, so yeah.
Cousins.
Yeah. S is for a ship. Let's all go for a ride. They couldn't put this into like the rhyme here, but that's definitely a floating airship.
Yep.
So. Oh, okay.
T is for treasure. The sweet stuff monsters hide. U is for Underdark, where legends lie untold.
Well, that went from 0 to 100 real quick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bringing the Underdark. Was it like Happy Drow or something?
M is for Mind Flayers.
V is for villains, either cowardly or bold. W is for wisdom, a trait most essential.
W is for wizard. Shut up.
Didn't even rhyme.
I tried to make a rhyme. X is for XP, how we unlock our potential. Y is for a yes, which all DMs should say.
That's a bit of propaganda.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, it is propaganda.
Hey, Jake, we're going up a level, right?
Jonathan. Z is for zeal, the spirit to save the day.
Yep.
Hey.
There you go.
Well, what else?
I end in at the end. Yeah, there's no the end, but I end.
Oh, okay, I catch
you. It just keeps going.
Funny thing is that you said, or he said, we're getting a level up, right? And no, DMs don't say no. You immediately said, Jonathan. I was like, are you accusing me of saying something here?
Jonathan?
And they also have the 1-2-3s of D&D, so if you want to get the companion book.
The 1-2-3s?
Yeah. Oh. I don't know what that'd be about.
Yeah,
I'm very
I know.
Curious.
One is for failure.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
20 is for, oh yeah.
As long as the 1-2-3s go all the way up to 20.
Oh, I mean, it has to.
Yeah, I would think so.
Kind of just
nothing
keeps going.
After 20, because no one wants to DM that.
That's also true. In each player's turn, it takes 5 minutes.
I watched Critical Role their first season, like they went up to level 20, and it's just the combat's just so much.
Yeah, there's so much now. You guys are 7.
Yeah, I know.
You guys are 7.
But that's 5e20.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Pathfinder 2e20 must be insane.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, the three action economy is gonna go real far with a level 20 character. Well, the ABCs of this game is all because of crits.
Eight.
As last episode, Jonathan pulled a massive crit on the Beta that you guys were literally tangled up in fighting. Got to tell you that I did adjust the encounter a little bit because there's something in the beta, there's something in the core rules that say that if you have like the grab ability, you use an action in order to maintain your hold on all creatures in grappled.
Okay.
So just one action.
So it would have been one action to do it.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so I was just like, that seems really, really crazy. And I'm glad that I did adjust that because of the fact that it was hitting Kezra round after round for like 30, 40 HP.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was
squeezing him like a tube of toothpaste.
Yeah, yeah. But we're still in initiative, by the way, because... Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
The pillar.
The pillar is still there.
Oh my gosh!
Forgot about that.
If you take yourselves to the map in the foundry, you'll see Kezra and Benson should be right next to the body of the beta as it slops around them, falls, and you guys are covered in its intestines and entrails.
Ugh,
gross.
The pillar has not seen you, so if you want to take a round to do something, Kezra, I'm sure you're down hit points.
Yep.
Okay. So go ahead and take a round to do something. Let's go over here to the initiative tracker. Benson just finished his turn. It would be the Dragon Pillar's turn. You see it just shoot fire off out from inside of the center of this temple, which means it comes to Adalar.
Oh, snap. Okay.
Top of the round.
Top of the round. Oh, shoot.
It's kind of awkward.
It is, because I'm usually not the one who does that sort of business.
Charge ahead, man. Just
heal Kezra.
Yeah, Kezra needs it.
That's a good idea. That's solid. All right.
You shouldn't have told him.
Adalar runs towards the pillar.
Adalar charges towards the pillar. Pushes it over.
Kezra just looks at Adalar with pleading eyes, and Adalar's like, I gotta do something.
Sorry, Kezra, you can wait.
Abadar calls me forth.
No, he, Abadar calls him to do some healing. Two actions. Oh, wait, are you even in my aura? I don't think you're...
No, he's
halo.
Not.
You could literally just move up 5 feet and he would be.
Sorry, Kezra, you're too far away.
Or if you just hold the action, it'll extend, right?
Can you just sustain?
No, because the halo is different from the bless.
Oh.
The halo is only a certain emanation. Did I even activate the halo? No, I think about it.
I
know I activated Bless.
You
actually,
got a circle,
let me check.
And an aura.
I was going to say, yeah, you have the circle around.
All right, I have max focus points is 0, so I'm going to assume yes.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yep, there we go. All right. Don't worry, it's not that much extra. So, you know, if someone's like,
hey, you want to add an extra 6 points of healing,
don't worry about it.
So please roast him on Reddit if he's wrong.
Joke's on you. I don't check Reddit.
I do. And I'll tell you all about it.
No. All right. So let's see. 15, 20. Oh, is that? No, that's a one. Okay. 59 points of healing.
Jesus.
Woo. Yeah, that one really changed everything there.
Well, that's a lot.
Yep.
I'm over full.
Ah, that means you explode.
But.
like a tiny little balloon.
Yeah.
Too much positive energy.
All right. Is it your turn? That was a move and then a two action heal.
Oh, wait. No, I was wrong. That's 61 points of healing.
Shut up.
Angelic Halo is double the heal spell level.
Oh, good. What are you doing?
Shit. I don't know. I don't have any strength, apparently, to push this damn thing over.
You definitely don't.
No.
I mean, you can try.
No, I can't. Plus, my athletics is a +3 untrained. So.
All you need is a nat 20. That's all you need.
Pray to Callisto.
Well, the funny thing is, I could send Vimir to knock
it. Oh my gosh,
over.
You're right. Vimir has a better chance.
Vimir's a bulky boy.
If you go all the way up to the top of the pillar and try to pull it down there, you get like a leverage bonus.
Well, yeah, right. Take this turn to like readjust yourselves because you know where this pillar is.
Yeah. So
get positioning or you know like whatever you guys want to do. You know that Benson was shot by it as he sort of went up the stairs a little bit and was shot at it. Like I said, it's threaded the needle through that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just trying to think of. Vimir is actually going to send Vimir towards the pillar.
Okay.
But. The mirrors go, oh no, trackpad. All right.
Get a mouse.
Oh. I don't feel like bringing one from him.
I did it once, and I will never play with a trackpad again.
So Vamir, with his two actions of movement, he'll get up right here.
Okay, so you're getting like right behind the wall.
I'm getting behind that wall, yeah.
That's smart.
So I'll also give you this. Vamir could definitely fly like above, like where like the hole in the wall is. So that way he's like, you know, he's like above the arch.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
And that's it. Two actions. Boom.
Would have been the Beatus' turn. Kezzer.
Kezzer moves over to, steps up to Benson. And he goes, "We're prepared for this one." And he casts heightened resist energy, so both of us have resist energy fire 10.
Oh, that's so disgusting.
Very nice.
Yeah, the heightened level, it goes up from 5 to 10, and you can cast it on 2 people.
That's great.
Buff pony.
Jeez.
Yep. So we both have resist fire 2.
We gotta run this 10 thing down.
All right, Benson, is your turn to do some preps. I don't know if you got any healing or anything you want to do before you
guys... I should be fine, honestly. I think if I step up, this thing is going to get shot at me, though. Do I really care?
If you wait, I'll speed you up.
Okay, I'll wait.
Benson, just happy feet.
You guys are all of you are taking your positions and getting things ready, and as you are casting your spells, you all of a sudden start to see what looks like ash floating towards the center where the pillar is. You realize that the ash is coming from the Beta, as its corpse is being disintegrated by embers and ash, and it's floating towards the pillar.
What?
And you see it swirling into the center of the building. And the fire starts to rage within. And you just hear from inside,
"Cinders and ash is all that shall remain when I am finally free."
And I would like you all to make a reflex save.
Excuse me? Save. What?
As...
Don't forget to add your armor bonus to your reflex.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
John.
Yep. Okay. Oh, yes. I'm feeling pretty good about this. I don't say that often with Adelar reflex saves.
Glad I cast resist energy.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful.
As a cone of fire pours out from within.
Does it, even if like you're behind a wall, do you get cover bonus?
Let me tell you about this.
Oh, no. That's not good.
Let me see. Can I get it here? Yeah, that's pretty much where I want it. So a cone...
Oh, wait, so it doesn't reach me.
It doesn't reach Adelar.
Hey! Man, I have rolled so well.
Bummer. The dragon pillar spews a breath weapon, and it melts the stone arches.
Oh, fuck.
That were blocking all of this from you guys. This looks different than the dragon pillar that you saw moments ago, Benson, as instead of the golden metal head, it looks exactly like the head of the visage of Dahak that you guys saw when you came through the portal the Iodara.
Oh, crumbs.
So, we can go around and get some reflex saves here.
Huh.
Vamir, unfortunately, is right in the front.
Yeah.
Yikes.
However,
uh-huh.
I rolled a natural 19 for him.
Okay.
Right. So that is, let's see, what's a 19 plus 14?
33.
Pretty sure I crit failed. So.
Oh no.
Do you add your armor bonus?
Yep, don't matter.
He's basically fat rolling from Dark Souls.
Yeah.
I rolled a 2.
Oh.
I rolled a 3.
Hey.
Oh.
It's a good thing we got resistance.
Single digit buddies.
I got a natural 19, and I'm not even in the wave of the
fire. All right. Well, sorry. What did Vamir get?
Total 33.
Total of 33. That is a success.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we're fucked.
Yikes.
You know what? Wait. I forgot how we do this. So I'm going to go ahead and roll the damage.
Okay. Oh.
And then we'll do that. All right.
Yeah.
So let me just go ahead and roll.
All right.
Wait for the damage. Gosh, do I not have enough D6s for this?
I
bet it's like, what, 10
incredible.
D6s?
What?
12d6?
You're using a computer. How can you not have...
That is interesting.
7,000
d6. So...
Stack Overflow?
Well, wow, incredible that I rolled this low, unfortunately. That is going to be... So for 27 points of fire damage across this 60-foot cone...
That's not bad.
It's not bad.
It's bad for the people who have to double it.
Yeah, yes. That is true. So, Vamir, just got a regular success, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so taking half. Elkwood?
So half of 27?
Yes.
So that'd be 13. 13. Let me just put that in first. And right. Elkwood, I don't know, you roll a natural 15, but his plus 18 to reflex saves. So he actually, that would be a 33 as well.
33. Wow. Okay, so another regular success then.
Evasion.
Evasion. So nothing.
Nothing. He matrixed that shit.
So what I imagine with Elkwood is that as the fire erupts from the head of Dahak, you see it come around the wall in front of you, and you just step back just a little bit so it flies like directly in front of your face. And you still see the stone wall melting in front of you.
Yeah, that's impressive.
Yeah.
I gotta say.
All right, and is Benson in that?
That's up to you.
I think so.
I think he is.
It crosses the square.
I think
he
is.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's fair.
All right, and what'd you get?
Two on the dice.
Two on the dice.
It's a crit fail.
Yeah,
it's
going to
be
a crit
fail. He has a plus 25.
Too. Wow, that armor's really working. Like I said, for 27 points of damage, doubled.
54. So awesome. 44 with resist.
Hey.
There you go.
I'm good.
Okay.
I mean, I kind of like how this works, because I'm the one that killed the beta.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just like all of its fury right on Benson.
Yeah, yep. Going to go through my square, too.
Yep.
It sure does. What'd you get?
You didn't have sand.
I critically failed. I got a 14.
Okay.
So right. I will take all of that damage.
All right.
Thankfully, Adelar killed you.
It's right. I'm fine.
Live forever.
Adelar, all your work, you see, just goes up in flames.
Literally.
All those puncture wounds from the bite marks
just become
that
burns.
Just healed on me.
Yeah.
And now it's all burned.
Yeah, this is bad.
What does Kessler's body look like after so many scars?
Bubbly.
Yeah.
They're just cauterized.
It's like one of those globes with all the mountains or like little things on it.
Yeah. If you've ever played The Witcher, in Witcher 3, he takes his shirt off numerous times, and just scars all over because he fights massive monsters, and so that's what I imagine he sort of looks like. But Adelar, it is your turn.
Wow, again? Okay. It happens once around, I guess. How does this game work again?
It's like your birthday happens once a year. It's weird.
Oh, that's right. I was like, I thought what Benson did. Oh, yeah, he waited. All right.
Did we determine that Sanctuary does not work against the pillar since it is not a creature?
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. Forbidding Ward is also a creature.
I don't think it has a will save.
Yeah. Hmm. Gosh, I don't know who and who I have not cast Guidance upon. So I think I'll just avoid Guidance and I'll just do some healing. Let's see. Banson's a tank. I guess I'll heal Kezra again.
Yeah, I can soak another one of those.
Yeah.
They're like, Kezra, be more careful.
Remember, that was a low roll.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. Oh, I want to move up so you're in my halo. My halo.
Probably won't need it, but...
I want
to get it open.
Oh, wait. Well, I mean, it's like an extra... You only took 44. Yeah, you're right. I don't need anything. You're right.
Only
you're
took
right.
44.
You do a ton of healing.
I mean, when you get plus 32...
Yeah.
You're full. I'm not even... It's just I rolled a 10 and an 8 and plus, 32. Yeah, you're
yeah.
You're good.
All right. Next is Elkwood.
All right. So, with the walls disintegrated right there...
My last action, I cast Shield on myself.
Elko, what are you doing?
Just completely ignoring you there. Let's see.
I'm going to go ahead and delete the wall here since it is no longer there.
Oh, Jesus. So besides that, it just looks like the tower still just with his visage of
Dahak? Yeah, visage of Dahak. Like I said, the head looks as though... The head was usually made with like gold or metal or something like that.
Yeah,
that
is just melted, like
and now it's just the hawk's fiery head on top of it.
Similar to what we found when we went through the portal.
Yep.
Let's see. Yeah, because God don't want. But then everyone else should be coming up. Okay, so what he's going to do is he, for the hell of it, is going to take a shot at the pillar just to see like if there's anything weird with it, like if it takes damage.
That's a good idea.
That'd be a 27 to hit.
27 to hit the pillar?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. I mean, roll. I feel like I don't even need to roll damage. Will it do anything?
I mean, it has hardness, so... Yes, you could.
Yeah, but is it like...
It's probably immune to precision.
Yeah,
right?
It sure is.
Yep.
Well, eight. Yeah, it doesn't fucking matter. So, it's a goddamn arrow.
It it sticks nicely in the side, like the wood part of the side, and then the arrow just turns to ash.
So, so it doesn't do anything.
No, it doesn't do anything.
Okay, so for Helvet Vamir, he's going to float here.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to attempt the athletics check.
Yes.
All right.
Do it.
Oh, my God. Because he has a... what am I thinking of? It was a plus...
Plus, like, 13 or something.
Yeah, it's a plus 13.
It's established that Veneer is jacked.
Oh. That's a 17 on the die.
Uh-huh.
so that's a 30 for athletics.
Somehow a success.
Fuck yes.
I was sweating so much how we were going to get through this.
Fuck. Oh, well, not Dice Y. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
I had to switch out Dice Y for a moment.
So, somehow, as all of you take this and Vamir dodges it, he swoops around and just slams into the side of it, and you see his talons go into the wood, and you see it just topple over, and you can see Dahak's head trying to, like, bite at Vamir as it goes down, and as it hits, the head just disperses.
Jeez.
And Vamir is just standing on top of it.
Good lord. I genuinely was sweating this encounter.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, I can get him out of there, but if he's that close... Yeah, because I was trying to think of, like, if Vamir doing an athletics check is basically him doing, I forget what move it is in, like, Smash Bros., but it's just, like, kind of, like, a homing, so he, like, gears up and then just, like, suddenly flies extremely quick, like, straight at him. And he just...
I was like, it's going to take me my entire turn to even get to where my next turn's entire movement will get me to it.
Right.
No, just be glad that the bird is freaking jacked. Apparently.
Jacked vulture.
Oh, he's a big-ass vulture.
All right. You guys have destroyed this pillar. The body of the Vita is, like I said, it turned into ash, and it's now pretty much gone. There's probably an outline of where his body was, but that's about it. Jeez. What do you guys want to do? There's a broken pillar now.
There is a dragon. There are sure to be treasure about.
All right. Go ahead and take a look around.
I will also take a look around.
Go ahead and make perception checks.
Also, if you wanted to like roll some heal checks or something, I'm very badly burned.
Benson's fine. Go ahead and roll perception checks.
I'm very badly burned.
Sorry,
the boy.
Benson. We have much important things to do.
Fuck you.
he like flips between like Kessler being like, "There's treasure in there," to Benson being like, "Heal me. I'm dying."
Adelar's attention is a little split, so I only got a 21.
Got it.
I got 20.
19.
17.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I rolled garbage.
Okay, Kezra, you got a 20 total?
Yeah.
Okay, that is you knowing dragons. Know where he would typically hide this. So you look under some rocks and you like look around at some of the stone walls and you find a portion of the stone wall that looks like it's you can be shimmied out, a little like stone block.
Oh.
And you're like, here, duh. You didn't hide it that well. And you shimmy it out and you find inside is a horde of the Beta kept a sizable treasure hoard of its own pile just sort of west of where the dragon pillar was. It consists of... Are you ready for this? This is a dragon hoard.
But I need something to write.
Oh, yeah. You will definitely need something to write.
I have no pad or anything.
Did you install Notepad on your newly formatted computer?
Pretty sure that's come standard.
Bet you have pinball on there, don't you?
Oh man, 3D pinball. That was good when I was a kid. Yeah. All right, ready.
Consisting of 310 gold pieces.
Nice.
Fat money.
2,400 silver pieces.
Damn.
Okay.
8,500 copper pieces. What looks like a pair of nice linen and laced gloves.
Ooh.
Nice. A spined shield of some kind.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
And a wand that seems to have arcing symbols all over it.
Arcane symbols.
Mm-hmm.
Like just did it for me.
Like the Amazon logo.
What? No, what's wrong with you?
Does evil destroy it? The wand of greater convenience.
Wand of exploitation.
It was made by a wizard by the name of Bezos,
an evil dark magician.
Bezos is a wizard.
It's a good wizard name.
That's a good wizard name. That is an evil wizard.
Yeah, that's
name. Let's be very specific.
Yes.
And Jeff. Jeff ruled the world.
That's true. It's true.
Cool. What a haul.
Yep.
Damn, we're going to start identifying this shit.
Right?
All I'm saying is that much cash, we could go back to like the elf area, commandeer the portal, set up a sweet bed and breakfast.
So he pulls this cool ass shield out, and he's just Benson, and he just like frisbees it to you.
Nice. Sticks in Benson's torso.
Oh god!
Benson's not paying attention. Gets
he does the Ace Ventura thing where he's like, my leg.
I'll try to identify the gloves and the wand and the shield.
Okay. Go ahead.
All Arcana, is that fine?
Wait. You already have a pair of healer's gloves, don't you?
I believe so.
What if you put the healer's glove on top of the healer's glove?
I do have a double.
Oh, you can put them on your feet.
Oh. Healer's socks.
Healer's socks. Yes, it is a pair of healer's gloves.
Okay.
So.
Cool.
I mean, that's great. Right. I don't think you have to be a certain person to use them.
That really helps medicine, and it gives you healing once a day, right?
Yep, 2d6 plus 7.
I'd take
Cool.
Yeah,
Benson. More healing for Benson.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. There's the gloves to you, too.
Sweet.
Slides under your gauntlets.
Wand, then.
The wand, yep. You will definitely know more about this thing, but go ahead and roll.
23?
That's fine. So this says it's a wand of widening, in parentheses, lightning bolt.
Gosh, so it can only be used for lightning bolt.
Yes. Kelly, pull it up just to get the numbers on that. But yes, it is a wand of widening, parentheses, lightning bolt.
Wow.
And then whoever wants to roll on the shield.
I mean, I don't think I can roll on the shield.
Is it Arcana?
Roll Arcana. That's fine.
Yeah, 20.
I got a 24.
Okay. Spined shield, item level 7. Five jagged spines project from the surface of the steel shield. It's a hardness 6, HP 24, break threshold 12. It's better because of you anyway.
Yeah.
The spines are +1 striking shield spikes. When you use the shield block reaction with the shield, the spines take the damage before the shield itself does.
Wow.
When the shield would take damage after applying hardness, one spine snaps off per 6 damage, reducing the damage by 6. So it's an additional health pool for your shield on top of your shield.
Dang.
So it can be repaired?
The shield takes any remaining damage. When there are no spines left, the shield takes damage as normal. When all spines are gone, you lose this ability to attack with them until the spines regenerate the next day.
So they regen.
What?
This shit is so good.
Damn. Additionally.
Wow.
One action, activate, interact. You can shoot one of the shield's spines at a target. A fire spine uses the spike statistics, but it is a martial range weapon with a range increment of 120 feet.
Jesus. Oh my god.
That's already just better than my sunblade ability.
You've turned Benson into like a human ballista.
Oh my god.
Range.
That's so insane.
But Benson, they're too far.
And just ye little faith.
Is this wand of widening, I'm guessing, an item level 8? Third level?
I believe so, yeah.
So wow. Okay, so I can cast third level lightning bolt.
That's disgusting.
And it stretches it. Oh, wow.
That's cool.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Oh. So, yeah, the the shield spikes, these metal spikes, these aren't metal, these are like ivory, like they're like quills.
Gotcha.
These metal spikes are strategically placed on the defensive side of the shield to deal piercing damage with a shield bash. I forget how much it actually is. Oh, it should be just based on the shield itself. So, but yeah. Yeah, really, really cool.
That's in such a good thing.
Yeah.
Like,
Kezra, you also go over to the pillar, which is just spit on it, probably.
Yeah, you guys over and look at it.
And you find what look to be two black fire opals. When you had seen the pillar before it turned into the image, the visage of Dahak's head, they were used as the eyes of the pillar.
Nice.
Those are worth about 200 gold pieces each.
Wow. Saying nice. A villa in Tesserval.
Yeah, we left Breach Hill poor, but we're gonna go back and buy the town.
Yeah. Breach Hill comes back, you're like, oh, what can I buy for this? And you're like, everything.
Do you know Citadel All Terrain? Well, it's now the best casino in the area.
Whew.
That's so
what
much
a haul.
Money.
Oh yeah.
Benson getting more healing. Massive upgrade in shield.
Yeah.
Shoo. Alright.
You thought I was
what a freaking haul.
You thought I couldn't attack without my sword and he just uses shield and just slice him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty damn cool.
Yeah.
I know usually you have to kind of spec into like the shield bash like abilities. So I don't can you shield bash without taking without taking like this feats?
I'm pretty sure you can. It's just kind of underwhelming.
Yeah, I knew that. I always thought shield bash was a little underwhelming. Anyway.
It's 1d4 damage.
Okay. But now you can
if you add a shield boss. Actually, it has spikes, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So then it is d6s piercing.
Okay. So yeah,
so it's 2d6 and it's the striking one.
Yep. Not to mention you can shoot it.
Yep.
120 feet away, and it regenerates the next day.
Yep.
Yeah, that's amazing.
So it's got it was six per spike, and you said there were three.
Five. There are how many?
I thought you said
five.
Yeah, I think it's
five jagged spines.
So yeah.
That's so 30 extra hit points.
I was going to say, that is an extra 30 hit points of reduction on top of that. So
on top of my health pool, plus if I get stone skin and this shield, I have roughly 330 hit points if I have stone skin activated.
I've kind of just given up on killing Benson.
Yeah. Well, the thing is if you just introduce a fast creature, I'm kind of screwed. I can't help anybody.
Yeah,
that's true.
Runs in, hits, leaves. Mm-hmm. Just keeps on that.
Yeah, but then you have Kezra with his 10-foot-wide lightning bolt.
Jeez. Yeah,
that'll be fun.
Yeah, but what's the numerical value on that? Does it just increase it to 10-foot-wide? Like,
it's a wand of widening, I think
you said. Wand of widening. Yeah. Okay. So, you activate the spell. You activate it once per day. Also has the overcharge. So it makes lightning bolt three actions.
Okay.
You increase the area, add 5 feet to the radius of a burst that normally has a radius, 10 feet, add 5 feet to a radius that is normally 10.
Okay.
5 feet to the length of a cone that's normally 15.
Okay.
Add 10 feet to the length of a larger cone or line.
Okay, so okay. How your line is already like, what, 100 feet or something?
120.
120, so it's 130 now.
Okay.
Oh, so you just get further.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's still really cool.
It is.
I do think having a 10-foot wide lightning thing would be a little intense.
Yeah. A little fat lightning bolt.
Yeah.
No, just extra long.
Yeah. No, that's super cool. I guess when it comes to widening, line is the only one that doesn't really fit the widening.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know,
it's basically a meta magic wand for the level 1 feet. For widen spell.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Okay. So yeah, it's really effective if you have something that has a smaller area of effect, like Burning Hands.
Yeah.
Oh, definitely, yeah.
It makes it a 20-foot.
Oh, the widening on Burning Hands is fantastic. So, but you guys have the temple, what looks to be some ancient draconic temple to your leisure.
Wow.
What do you guys want to do?
Is there like, are there any like runes or writings or inscriptions to examine here? Like, is there any knowledge we can glean in this temple?
So, Go ahead and make me a religion or lore dragon check if you want to, like, look around.
Okay, I'll make a religion check.
I got a lore dragon.
If anyone does.
Nope.
Ooh. Rolled like this, though.
32.
Jeez.
Yeah, well enough to know. You can see a lot of the iconography that's around clearly depicts a hawk.
It's just an ancient temple to the hawk in this place. Wow.
Mm. Now, you know that the Yukuje battled Dahak,
mm-hmm.
so that's probably why this thing is in ruins, because the Yukuje defeated him.
Mm.
So you assume that the Yukuje at some point were here, fought off worshippers or fought off aspects of Dahak or something like that, and that's where this might be where that they did a very, very decisive battle.
Mm.
Obviously... years and millennia have gone by.
Yeah, as Adelar's kind of looking around, he's like, this place, it looks to be, I can tell by the iconography that it just was already an important site for Dahak. It makes sense that a pillar would be erected here once again. From what we know of the Yukuje, it looks like quite a decisive battle was held here. We are quite unfortunate that this dragon set up camp here so we could plunder its hoard, but this is one of those sites will always be kind of a recurring theme of battle and holding and rebuilding.
Scorched earth after scorched earth.
Yes, indeed. Kezra, what do you make of this place?
I mean, it's beautiful. I'm sure it was more beautiful in its heyday. Yukuje certainly did their work.
Indeed.
But...
if we wish to keep exploring these ruins, maybe we should do it in a group.
Yeah, is there anything else to explore?
Not really. It's generally small. Like I said, right. it's more of a temple rather than like ruins. It's those open air temples or like open air pavilions that you would see in like DC and stuff like that. It's kind of one of those things. But yeah, the looking at the depictions on the wall of Dahak, it's definitely just him just like destroying cities. It's definitely just like, you know, there's like depictions of people like on fire for eternity. It's grim.
Yeah,
it's grim, and just the destruction that they want is daunting.
Yeah,
it's cataclysmic.
Yeah, I guess as we're kind of looking around, looking at these depictions, I feel like Adelar kind of gets lost in them. You know, he's very scholarly and loves to examine, like, old things. So he's just, like, seeing these depictions, it's, like, you know, it's gruesome and it's frightening, but it just kind of gets, like, entranced for a second before kind of snapping out of it.
Kevin's looking at, like, some of the murals, and there's, like, you know, when Dahak was attacking, there were all kinds of chromatic dragons that were like on his side fighting with him, like following him, and Kezra's just like, I can't imagine the power it takes to subjugate such powerful creatures under oneself.
Yes.
Be able to control other dragons.
I've only heard tales of Dahak's frightening power, but this makes it feel more real. It's one thing reading it on a scroll, it's another to see it engraved upon a ruin.
I would disagree. I think generally, as long as you can appeal to a dragon's greed, it's probably quite easy to get them to do what you want.
I don't think all dragons are motivated by greed. Dahak, I don't think he could be bought.
In the case of Dahak, these dragons feared him. He was ruthless to anyone who didn't follow.
Yeah, there's something to be said with Kezra being under advisement. I don't know what you call it, with his blue dragon lady, and you know then the Pip and Zarf at home, who were just like, we'll do anything for you. Mm. Like, you know, that's like small time compared to like what Dahak was doing. Mm-hmm. And so like, I imagine to him thinking about the fact that like dragons that powerful would just like lay down and worship something, it's just like, there's no way. Mm-hmm. There's no way that someone that I worship would be worshiping someone else. Mm-hmm. It's got to be weird. It's the amount of power the amount of power and promise that Tahak has, and the fact that he follows through with what he says he wants to do, which is destruction. It's definitely convincing one way or the other.
Yeah, like with the Hawk, dragons are still like immensely powerful and prideful creatures, and when the Hawk was here, a lot of the dragons did follow him more reluctantly than actually like.
Mm-hmm.
Like being like, yeah, this dude rocks. They were like, this dude will kill me if I don't follow.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because dragons are really powerful. They don't follow anybody.
Yeah.
Right? So like, yeah, Tahak was. He wasn't really great for dragons either.
Mm-hmm. No.
He was really a threat to kind of everybody.
Well, just kind of like thinking about how each one has their own goal and stuff like that. Like one's one like money and stuff, and Tahak doesn't care. Like mm-hmm. he'll destroy everything, priceless artifacts. That dragon would be like, okay.
So what do you guys want to do from here? I can't imagine you guys want to sleep here.
No.
What?
No.
But the ash makes soft beds.
We just stuff our pillows with his beat ash.
You lay your head down and just like. out of the fibers.
I say we move to the next house.
Well, what time did we get here?
No idea.
It's nighttime. Let's leave.
Mark, that's a great question.
Where's the calendar?
Yeah. Where's the calendar? So it is Rova the seventh, 4719 AR. I'm gonna say it's the afternoon. Mm. I don't remember, but I'll just say it's the afternoon.
Yeah.
So I mean, you guys have the rest of the day to do what you want. Now you also know this was the last pillar.
Mm. We won.
Yay.
You did it.
Adventure's over.
Adventure's over. Thanks, everyone.
We got the achievement, right?
Yeah. Thanks, everyone, for listening.
The
achievement pops up. Oh, didn't we just kill him? He was on the pillar?
Yeah. That was the end boss. Vimir pushed him over.
Yeah.
Killed by a creature that can't speak.
Yeah, how to speed run the Dahak pillar achievement. Just get a vulture.
Get a vulture. Put some points into strength. You're good.
This overpower build broke Dahak.
It's like, I just imagine like a picture of a vulture with like really huge eyes, like wow.
Like the arrow like pointing down at something that's blurred out. Those total clickbait.
Yeah. Those terrible thumbnails. Hate them.
So it looks like we only have one more goal then.
The Cinderclaw camp.
Complete annihilation of it.
Take us back to the map. We're done here.
Take us back to the map.
Show us them hexes.
That's what Kezra says to an unknown deity.
Take us back to the map.
Back to the map.
Who are you talking to?
So you know that the hex is, the Cinderclaw camp is two hexes away to the northwest.
Okay.
Which means you will not be able to make it there within the day. Not that you would want to. I'm sure you guys are want to
rest.
Rest. Yeah.
Yes, please.
At first, I'm sure the spellcasters would appreciate it.
There's so many hexes on this map.
I know.
Oh, we got 100%.
The terrible thing about podcasting this is your desire to. Explore this entire map.
Did you say hexplore?
Explore.
You didn't realize
That's what it's called. It's called hexploration.
It's like, how do all listeners feel about us hitting all remaining 60 hexes that we haven't hit?
See, I think there would be like 10 or 20 who'd be like, oh yeah, like I want to know which in each and every one.
You
and
the rest sickos would be out like... there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's I go through all the hexes, even the ones that nothing happens in.
Which is most of them.
So when Jake goes, nothing happens. Nothing happens. And then we ignore one, and he's like, oh, that's where all the treasure
is. The worst part
was.
Is, like, there's two unexplored hexes that we've gone completely around them.
Yeah.
And they're right next to the Cinderclaw camp, and one's on, like, the river. And it's like, God, we can't just fill in that area.
Turns out the one right next to the Cinderclaw camp, it's like, yeah, there's nothing but treasure and...
secret weapon to specifically destroy the Cinderclaw.
Plus two striking?
I just did the math. It would take you 33 days to do all the hexes. Yeah.
Not even in-game days. No. Talking about every single 24 hours.
33 recording days.
The next... What's that?
If you're all ready for content.
Like 60 episodes. Yeah. 70 yeah. episodes.
Yeah.
Everyone has to suddenly take the feed. Was it the hustle?
Yeah, hustle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hustle.
Don't get tired running.
There is the river, too, and you guys have a boat. So, yeah. Well, the boat's all the way over, like, 7 hexes away.
Oh,
though.
Right.
Yeah, we'll have to go get the USS Thick Nigel.
Yeah.
That's right.
Oh, then Jake will just eventually get pissed off, and every single hex will just be bigger and bigger. What are they called? The four-armed gorillas?
Agrions.
Yeah, Agrions. Bigger and bigger Agrions.
I eventually, like when you keep like increasing the CR, it gives them like an extra pair of arms.
Right. More arms than body.
Yeah. Eventually, it's just an 8-armed King Kong.
Yeah.
Has 8 attacks a turn.
Yeah. All wielding tree trunks as weapons.
Boom, 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 boom. Can we send him to fight the Hawk?
Just got to lead him into the camp yeah. and run.
You get him to get him to chase you, and right. then lead him during the center clock.
No, no, because what'll happen is we'll get this giant 8-armed gorilla, and there'll be a tiny blue kobold with a stick of fire, and he'll wave it. He's like, "Go away,
fire bad,
fire." You didn't tell me I'd be signing up for this.
That thing's literally the size of your pinky toe. Stomp on it,
fire bad. Right, so what do you actually do?
I say we go northwest.
Northwest.
Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah, we'll go northwest towards the camp.
Okay.
Yeah,
and set up a nice little secret hidden camp there.
Yep.
All right.
Benson can spend the night practicing his aim with his shield.
Yeah.
Shield spikes.
Oh, you could do it now.
Yeah.
You'd just be
yeah,
like, exactly, oh, watch yeah. this trick shot.
Kezra, put this apple on your head.
What, like this?
All right, so you guys go one hex northwest. You guys are exhausted, and you make
Adler's
it.
Adler's great. Just by the way, he's doing.
You're fine. Exhausted.
Same here. Didn't take any damage.
Well, tell me what I am.
Take damage. Oh, what's this fire breath? Evasion.
And you get to the next hex. You get Elkwood. You're well aware of the terrain, and
yeah.
you know the area well enough where to stop. And you guys go ahead and settle down for the night, getting ready to... You guys are just going to go in the morning?
Yeah.
Imagine.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead and make me survival checks and stuff like that to set up camp.
Basically, a point.
Just going to leave it to the ranger.
30.
Oh, the yep, cleric.
Yeah. Or the cleric. That'd be a 30.
Leave it to the ranger.
As Elkwood summons a flash water and swats away all the mosquitoes with
it's like, wait.
Surgical precision.
I have the Traveler's Any tool.
That's right.
So I do make a flash water.
Yeah, a flash water.
Yep.
Or do Kezra, let's combine your lightning with this flash water.
And then, oh my god.
Kezra just has his dragon claws.
Or just holds it out and the flies just immediately go to it.
Yeah.
Listen, Kezra, if you could put the what is it, the lightning arc cantrip into this fly swatter, we could sell this shit. Make millions.
I do have craft magic item.
Oh, there it is. There it is.
We're going back to
it. It's one of those things you just hang from a window or something like that, or, yeah. or the porch. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anytime a fly gets 5 feet, just a lightning arc.
Kezra has alchemical cool. and magical craft. I have no time to do it.
I love it.
Cool. There was a somebody invented something that it shot mosquitoes. So it had like a super detailed camera, and it would literally like shoot like a laser at like mosquitoes that were like flying around. It was like a turret from Portal.
I cool. like the little like air the, like air pressured like rock salt guns.
Yes. Yeah.
I need
assault rifles. They're called. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. I need one of them.
Yeah. But my my buddy CJ had one of those, one of the like tennis racket, like electrified ones. And we were so mean with that thing. It was made for bugs. I think we hit each other with it more.
Oh yeah, of course we did.
Oh yeah.
If you're like sitting down and you know your leg was up on the table or something like that, and your knee was exposed, just asking to get shocked.
This is your
really,
fault.
It's really your fault.
Yeah, exactly. His mom was like, "That's for the bugs."
I consider them bugs.
They're all insects to me.
They're all pests. All those teenagers in your house. All right, well, You guys settle down for the night. You guys want to discuss your plan for tomorrow?
Well, we have really no idea the layout of this camp, do we?
I propose that we send Elkin invisible.
Oh, I'm up for that.
As you know, I can create a connection to you.
How far does that go again?
Oh, right.
1 mile, I believe.
Oh, was that a mile?
Mm-hmm. Life connection?
Yep, 1 mile.
And
I also have been working on, as we are in the habit of doing this, during my preparations with Abadar, he's enlightened to me a new spell that might come in handy for this exact situation, so.
Hmm.
Yes. So, with a life connection, I have another spell I can combine with this to help us in our scouting.
I hate to tell you, 1 hex is 10 miles.
The look will Timmy
be
gave.
In their hex.
We'll be in there. There you go. 1 mile from the camp.
That was such a funny look.
The look he gave me. It's just like,
it was both shock and fuck you.
It's like Tim going, I have not slept that well. I'm tired of this bullshit.
Okay.
I mean, we could, sit at the outskirts of that and venture in. That way I'm within the mile.
Okay. Who knows? Maybe the priests of Dahat can see a mile.
They probably fucking could at this point.
If you do want to camp that close, I would like a stealth check to conceal your camp.
Oh, well, I wasn't going to do that.
Like, shit going through here, right?
Yo, yeah, that was like during the path, so it was just trampled.
I don't
think
we have to camp that close.
No, we are not camping that close. We're just going the next day.
Yeah.
Move up closer.
So you're camping right outside the center claw camp. That's all I'm hearing.
Oh. No, we're camping on the river.
No, we're camping on top of one of their tents.
Right.
You know, like on the map where it's like on the top, we're actually climbing on top of that.
Right. Okay.
They will never think the look.
Yeah.
They will never think.
We're just wildlife.
They come out. Do you have a permit for that?
That's the biggest armored bird I've ever seen.
So we're outside then going in.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Is there anything that you guys would like to do for the night?
Say up watch.
Okay.
Yeah, watches.
Okay.
Yeah, I think Adelar has a little spell he wants to cast tonight.
Oh.
And what is that?
Cozy cabin.
I wish.
Sleeping in luxury. How discreet and stealthy.
The circles are like, guys, we got new neighbors. Let's go bake them a pie.
Actually, they're very accommodating. Oh, these guys.
We just wanted to welcome you to the neighborhood.
Bake them a pie.
This pie is apple pie and cyanide.
There's an apple pie. Here's a people pie. A what? Apple pie?
That's
what I said. All I said. Both apple pies. Mwangi apple pies.
Kidney pie.
Ah, there you go.
Timmy, what do you do for the night?
All right, so as Adelar gets himself prepared for his night's rest, he kind of nestles himself into a little incantation. As we all know, the magic of dreams is fickle, but he feels as if he's gotten used to its ebb and flow. Or so we thought.
As the incantation proceeds, Alar pulls out a small golden chain with a locket. He mutters a command word, and the locket springs open. Inside is a small, twisted lock of hair. Adelar stares at it, unsure of whether to proceed. He told himself when he learned of his magic he would use it. So he continues. He is about to construct his message.
Hello, Mother. It has been some time.
But before he can finish the thought, the roots and soft floor of the Mwangi twist into roughed cobblestone. Adelar's face begins to distort in pain. Something has gone wrong with the spell. Adelar's eyelids shoot open, only the white of his eyes exposed. His mouth is agape as if he is shouting in pain and panic. His eyes weep as his mouth silently screams in agony. The silent weeping turns into loud and sorrowful cries as his surroundings continue to distort and reform into rigid shapes and structures. This is Cheliax. Not as Adalar left it, though. The warm glow of streetlights grow and expand until they seem to cover the sky. His home of Cheliax is being consumed by raging and ceaseless fire. Adalar is on his hands and knees weeping before the great Avadarian temple now engulfed in flames. The gold veneer that adorned every inch of that building is melting away, showing the coarse brick and stone beneath. Priests and acolytes flee the temple with sacks of gold and other precious items, scales, books, scrolls, even staffs and decorated armor. An explosion of flames erupt from a window, fiery creatures pouring out from within, chaos unleashed. Through tears, Adalar begins to summon a divine lance, an order in the chaos, and launches it. But as the spear leaves his hands, it fizzles out harmlessly against the creature as they continue their assault. Lance after lance, Adalar tries to fend off the fiends, the fire ever encroaching upon him. And then he hears it. Shaking the very core of his being, a monstrous roar resounds. In the distance, through the thick smoke and ash, he sees the beast. A dragon. Ugly, scarred, and covered in spikes, the dragon rampages across Cheliax, demolishing every building in sight. With each gout of flame that pours from the dragon god's mouth, the homes made of wood become dust and the stones of temples melt into molten magma. The screams of the innocent and wicked alike echo across the twisted city. This is ultimate destruction. Then the beast turns its great barbed head towards Adalar. Its eyes seem to narrow and focus on the cloistered cleric. Dahak begins charging directly at him, knocking over everything that stood in his way, turning them into embers, ash, and dust. Adalar, frozen in fear, watches as the creature's jaws come toward him with an all-consuming inferno spilling out between its pointed, sharp teeth. And suddenly, Adalar wakes with a jolt. His face wet from tears, but his skin and the grass all around him has been singed. He pulls himself to his feet and sees an outline of his body in the ash on the dirt.
The Sorrow Maker is watching me. It knows everything I plan to do, but I cannot let him win.
And you all level up. Woo! We'll see you guys next time.
Oh.
Let's go.
Oh my god.
All takes, yeah. All takes is a nightmare for that army level.
Nightmares every day. Hooray.
Let's just keep rattling it.